Jesus is the only person in the entire world that ever had the ability to choose his own mom. I didn't. You didn't. You see, we don't choose our mom, we receive one. Jesus was able to say, this one. Jesus' Father, God the Father, was like, this one. The Holy Spirit, this one. Jesus chose Mary to be his mom. To be the one that would love him, care for him, teach him, correct him, form him. But ultimately, she was the one that was going to prepare Jesus to die. Because Jesus knew going into this world, he was coming with a mission to give up his life for us. And he needed to make sure he chose a woman, too, that would prepare him to give his life for us. You see, Mary, in this moment in the gospel, she gives this yes, the yes to the Father. Yes to the Lord, continually, that I will continue to be able to be this mother, and I say yes to you. I might not fully understand everything that's going on, but I say yes to you. Your will be done. Amen. I'm the handmaid of the Lord. Absolutely. Amen. It's not just a yes in this moment, but it's a continual yes. It's a continual dying of self, of your will over mine. Lord, you will number one, not me. I will follow what you say over everything. Mary continually, every single day of her life, gave this yes. And in that same yes, she then taught her son how to give that same yes. To which you see that fulfilled when Jesus then goes to the Garden of Gethsemane, when he has that moment. And he responds, not my will, but your will be done. I wonder where he first heard that. Mary, a part of her role was to prepare her son Jesus to give his life for us. And then on the cross, Jesus, as he's about to finish and fulfill the mission of giving everything, the last thing he gives before he breathes his last, he gives his mother to us. Because Jesus knows that the only way that we're going to be able to experience the fulfillment of what he's about to do is we have to die as well. We have to say, I'm going to live for Jesus more than myself. Jesus says, if you want to follow me, you have to deny yourself, pick up your cross. Jesus has to be number one. And he knows that there's only one woman, one mother, who can prepare us to die for him. And that's Mary. The same woman that prepared him to die for us must be the same woman that prepares us to die for him. It's really hard to make Jesus the center of your life. It's really hard to die for Jesus in small and great ways. It's really hard to not be the center of your own life. It's really hard to not do what you want to do sometimes. And yet God is constantly calling us to trust him, to put him first, his will over our will, in these small and great moments, to die to ourselves, to die to what we want, to die and make Christ number one, not our will, not what we desire, not how we think it should be. And that's hard. And Jesus knew how hard that is. And Mary assists us in the difficulty to still say yes to the Lord, to say yes to death, to say, not my will, your will be done. With Mary to say, yes, Lord, Lord, I'm here, I'm your son, I'm your daughter, I'm gonna follow. Like, let it be done according to your word. Let it be done according to your will. I don't get this, I don't understand this, and this is hard. And you know what, Lord? I don't wanna do this, but I'll do it for you. Dying's hard. It takes the grace of God and the help of Mary to die to ourselves so that we can live for Jesus. Mary's the woman that he chose to assist him to be able to say yes to death for us. He then gave her to us so that she could teach us to say yes to death for him. I really encourage you to invite Mary into your heart, into your life, in a way, and beseech her and ask her to be able to prepare you in all those ways to say yes to Jesus over yourself. To prepare you, and in those moments that her life, her grace, her prayers to assist you. You know, the moment that Jesus was to give of his life on the cross, his mom was there, right? His mom was there. The support of his mom right there at the cross, looking up at him, and he sees her, they see each other, and there's no words, but like there's strength that's given to Jesus in that moment from her for him to continue to say yes to die. So too, when we invite her into our life and ask her to assist us to die, when those moments come, she's right there. Supporting us. Caring for us. Assisting us to say yes. Not just once, but a continual yes. Jesus gives us Mary. And it's really interesting. We, in the beginning of our life, don't have a choice of the mom that we get to choose. But now, what Christ has done is he's given us the ability to choose. We have an ability to choose now his mom. He's given her to us. But we don't have to choose her. But we can. As much as we choose Jesus, we have the ability to choose Mary, to allow Mary to assist us, to be a mom to us, to prepare, to watch over us, to care for us, to love us as she did her son, but ultimately to form us to be able to give our lives for Jesus ultimately, to live for Jesus and no one else. In the moments of the difficulty, the pains and the sufferings and the ways in which you don't want to give your life to Jesus, when it's hard, that she'll be there to offer you her prayers and her grace and her motherly love, when you might be on that cross. Jesus chose her to prepare him for death. He gives us to her. He gives her to us so that she could prepare for us to die for him. Invite her in. Ask her to be a mom, to prepare you to die and live for Jesus in a way unlike you ever have before, because she's the woman that he chose to allow him to be faithful to death for you, and she'll teach you how to be faithful to death for him. Amen.